Amen.
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 Thank you for that food.
Amen.
Everything was good. Every bite was delicious.
Amen.
Even the dessert, the cake, was good. Good. That fish was soft. Flavor. The greens was right off the vine. Fresh, I'm telling you, that's good. Hey. When you cook, think about me again. God is just so good. It's always good to come and be with your pastor and his co-pastor, his wife, to celebrate the anniversary. Thank the Antioch family, those members that came with us, ministers, staff, deacons, all the members of this great church, Philadelphia Prayer and Praise Center.
My Lord.
I got it. Worship Center. Amen. Got it, Pastor. 14 years. Come on, give the Lord a hand. 14 years. You know, I leaned over at Reverend Lee and said, you know, 14 years ago, come to think of it, I had a big cell phone. And that's all you can do is call on it. Now the phones are that thin. You can text, you can Twitter, you can take videos, you can take pictures. Amen. I think I didn't even have a laptop, I had a desktop 14 years ago. Now we got laptops that small. Amen. I know we didn't have an iPod with the music. I know we didn't have an iPad.
Yeah.
I know we didn't have iBooks.
Come on now.
14 years ago, look at it. See how much technology has changed. Amen. And these two still look the same.
Thank you, sir.
I thought only the Lord stays the same. But God have kept them.
He
have kept them. Amen. Kept them. And have blessed you as a people of God with a pastor and a co-pastor who loves you and pray for you and take out time to be with you every Sunday. Amen. And y'all take out time to be with them.
Amen.
It's a blessing to be anywhere for 14 years. The way pastors are just staying at churches for 5 and 6 and 7 years nowadays. Amen. Because they don't even love the people, but when you have a pastor that loves the people,
amen,
it's here for the people, there's long jeopardy in that. And by looking at them, the people are not wearing them out. And you look at me, the people ain't wearing me out.
Amen.
And once you enjoy doing God's work,
watch it now. Amen.
You enjoy people.
Amen.
Amen. And people of God are blessings.
Amen.
They you see them grow, you see them cry, you see them be married, you bury them, you counsel them. And I looked at that, I said, man, God puts an awesome responsibility on pastors and co-pastors.
Amen.
To be here not for them, but for God's people.
My Lord.
And you have to enjoy that.
Amen.
If you don't enjoy it, you can't do it.
My
and if God ain't in it, you ain't going to do it. So I tell young pastors, don't look to be a pastor for finance or fame because you're going to burn out.
Amen.
You won't last if you go in it for the wrong reason. If God puts you somewhere, God will keep you.
Amen.
Where he puts you.
Amen.
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 So we are here just to help celebrate these 14 years as his pastor and his wife and congregation.
Amen.
And I went and looked at Moses' situation. Sometimes as pastors, we get weary. You know, we get tired sometimes. And God has to remind us, you ain't doing it for you. You got to take stuff out. And there's no retirement in pastoring.
My Lord.
Because there's no retirement in trying to preach the word of God. We are called for life.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
You call for life, and when you die, if you did what God said to do and do it the best way you can, you will hear, "Well done."
All right. Amen.
My good and faithful servant.
Amen.
If you're looking for anything else, you're in it for the wrong reason.
Amen.
We are servants of God. It's just amazing how God used mere men and women to get about his will done, and to get through us, to get through the people, what God wants us to see. Amen?
Amen.
We're only human, but we're human because God made us human. But we are powerful inside when you let God bring what he put in you out of you. Amen? So it's just a blessing to be here just looking at everybody today, because somebody couldn't see this morning. Somebody couldn't hear this morning. Somebody couldn't speak this morning. There's a lot of people couldn't even walk in the house of God on this day. But God has spared us to come and share a word from heaven. Amen?
Amen.
If you're plugged in to God, God will plug you into heaven. And the only way we preach, because God sends down what he wants us to share.
My Lord.
Amen? So we want to share a word from God this afternoon.
Amen.
I'll be reading out of the International Version, the New International Version. Let's go to the book of Exodus. Exodus 32. To look at one of God's men. Exodus 32. And then we're going to put your finger there. We go to Exodus 34. There's two verses of each chapter, but they are very significant.
All right.
Exodus 32, verse 19. And then we'll go to 34, verse 1. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
New International Version. When Moses approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, his anger burned and he threw the tablets out of his hands, breaking them to pieces at the foot of the mountain.
My Lord. 34:1.
The Lord said to Moses, "Carve out two stone tablets like the first one, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke."
I
want to talk about, where do I go from here?
All right. Amen. Amen.
Where do I go from here? After the Israelites left Egypt by escape of the Red Sea, they traveled through the wilderness and arrived at Mount Sinai. There God gave Moses the Ten Commandments and the law for the people. Then God calls Moses to come up to him on the mountain. Again, God said, "I will give you the tablets of stone and the law and the commandments which I have written, so that you can teach the people."
Okay.
But Moses stays too long, and the people make themselves idols to worship. They make idols to worship. That brings us to the word we just read. Moses comes down from the mountain with two tablets written by the very finger of God. But Moses is greeted by what was the result of spiritual impatience, weak leadership, and selfish human ambition. Moses holding in his hands the two tablets of God becomes disappointed by what he sees. So in his anger, he throws the two tablets down on the ground. Now Moses is standing over broken pieces.
Pick it up now.
And he has to wonder, where do I go from here? Moses' mind went back to the people making bricks from straw. Where they were in slavery, where Pharaoh beat and abused them, where they escaped across the Red Sea and they seen the earth move the waters apart. Get over to the other side, Miriam and the girls dancing and playing the tambourines. Happy that God rescued them, and now he faces people that has forgotten where God had brought them from. I believe that many of us have stood in front of broken pieces.
All right. Well.
And thought, where do I go?
That's all right.
Go ahead. From here.
That's all right.
We expect deliverance. We expect relief. We expect progress. But like Moses, we find ourselves standing over broken pieces and wonder, what do I do now? In chapter 32, we see the disappointment in this man of God. The feeling of failure. But in chapter 34, we see the answer to the question. God says, carve out two more stones.
Well.
Two more.
All right.
Go back up on the mountain and expect God to write once again what he wrote on the first two.
Well, my God.
No matter what the scattering of the tablets in our lives are, God can write it all over again.
That's all right.
We cannot let the broken pieces in our lives cause anger and rage and disappointment.
Go ahead.
Carve out two more. Tablets.
Yeah.
Climb back up on that mountain. And be open to what God wants to do on two brand new tablets.
That's all
good,
right.
God Almighty.
That's all right.
We have to believe that there is life after brokenness. Don't get stuck there. Here's what the two tablets is trying to teach us. God still has something to say. He still has something to write after the broken tablets in our lives have been broken. Because we are called to produce after failure. We are called to produce after the brokenness. We are called to produce after the scattered pieces. Because the brokenness of tablets does not silence God's voice. The brokenness of tablets is not the withdrawal of God speaking. God still has something to say. God speaks above our brokenness. He still speaks above our hardships and heartbreaks. He still speaks above our weariness and our tiredness and our worrying. He is a God who speaks to help us get through the broken situations in our life.
Thank you.
So we cannot let the pieces of brokenness stop us from listening and experience and hearing the voice of God.
Amen. Amen.
Anger can turn you off. Anger can stop you from getting the message.
Come on now.
Anger will block your dreams. Anger will take your mind off of God.
Amen.
And put it on the situation.
Go ahead, preach it. My God.
We cannot get stuck in chapter 32. Because God gives us something else in chapter 34.
All right.
Let's look at this chapter 34 and this disappointment. First, the first two tablets were scattered. But God still has something to say. He still has something to share. Because whatever is broken in our lives, He still can change it.
Amen. Amen.
He still can fix it. He still can anoint it. He still can forgive it. He still can bless it. He still can provide a way when it seems like there's no way. He can make a way out of no way. And because He is still Almighty God, God can fix it.
That's all right.
Oh. See, chapter 34 shows us grace.
Well.
So, go back up, Moses, on the mountain. Yes, the brokenness happened. Yes, you messed up.
Go ahead.
Yes, anger got the best hand.
All right.
But the text teaches us, go back up, get two more fresh tablets, climb back on that mountain in your anger, forget about what happened, go back up and see what God want to do all over again. We can come in broken and go out delivered.
Well,
when we encounter the life-giving and life-changing God, anger made Moses drop the tablets.
My God.
But God says, I'm going to show some grace.
Go ahead. My God.
And He wrote the same thing that He wrote on the first two tablets, that he wrote on the second two tablets. God don't change. That is because God can do as much after the brokenness in our lives. The two times God wrote them tablets was nothing new on them. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He ain't got to try to figure out to make nothing new. Two times God wrote on the tablets and shared the same thing with Moses. We cannot help to celebrate a God who says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So today, saints, where do I go from here? What God shows us, if you read the story, is he told Moses, take the first two tablets that you broke, gather up all the scattered pieces, get the Ark of the Covenant, put the broken pieces in the Ark, and then put the new ones that's whole in the Ark. God is showing us,
come on now,
he can put broken things together and still make them work. You messed up, you scattered up, but I got some grace to put on top of that brokenness. So today, where do I go from here? I go to Jesus. And he writes the same thing that God writes.
Go ahead.
Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yeah. He's the one who put clapping in my hands after the broken stuff.
Go ahead.
He's the one to put a song in my soul. Yeah. He's the one to put shouting on my lips.
Yeah.
A praise in my heart. He gave me a testimony. So where do I go from here? I go to Jesus. He calls me by my name. He's a wonderful counselor. He's the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Where do I go from here? I go to the rock. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of his peace is upon us and upon him. And by his stripes, you want to get healed from brokenness? By his stripes, we are healed. Oh, we are like sheep who has gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own weary way. And the Lord has laid upon him all of our iniquities. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
He was here
before Moses got here. He knew that Moses was going to get angry and throw down the tablets. It was a setup. And God always setting us up to see if he can trust us with his people. 14 years they have come through, leading and guiding us through the wilderness. Why? Because he's the Passover lamb. He's the high priest. He's the captain of the host. He's the rekindled demon. Where do I go from here? I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the rock. I go to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, my salvation. He's my hope. And my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ in his righteousness. I dare not trust his sweetest frame, but holy.
I said, holy, lean on Jesus' name. On Christ. I said on Christ. The solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust his sweetest friend. But holy, lean on Jesus' name. On Christ. On Christ. On Christ. On Christ. The solid rock. I stand. So stand. Even when pieces get broken. Stand. Even when pieces scatter. Stand. On the Lord. Praise his name. Lift him up. Higher. 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 Lift him up. Lift the Savior up. Where do I go from here? I go to Jesus, my Lord and Savior, my Master, my Redeemer, my Lover, my Keeper. He's my blessing. Glory. Glory. Glory to his name. Jesus. Jesus. Only one Jesus. He's got many names. But only one Jesus. Only one Christ. Only one Lord. Jesus. Jesus. The sweetest name I know. Jesus. I said Jesus. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Jesus. 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 That's who I go to. When everything else fails, you can go to Jesus. When everything else falls apart, you can go to Jesus. 14 years, they've been going to Jesus. And I know you have seen some brokenness. But I know you have seen God put it back together.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And because he lives, we can face another day to serve God and watch God do the miracle.
That's all right.
I'm a miracle. What about you?
Amen. Amen.
I'm a miracle.
Amen.
Every time I look in the mirror, I see a miracle, Reverend.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm amazed how God can put you together when you're all messed up. I was broken. I was scattered.
Come on.
Tore up through the floor. But God has a way of taking brokenness and make something beautiful out of our lives.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Every head bow. Only thing we want to do is this. Ask you, do you know the Lord? Is he your Lord and Savior? If not, will you accept him in your heart?
Hallelujah.
Let him come in and be a part of the life that he had given to you. We go through ups and downs in life, but we are never alone. The Lord is right there with us. Even when we don't have the answer to where do I go from here, hang around the cross. The Lord will take you where you need to go. He will bless your life because he has given you this life. So think about it. If it's not in your heart, not in your life, why not? If you're saved, you're on good ground, solid ground, and you have a home that's not made by hands. So whatever happens in your life, you are secure because of what Jesus did. He died, You didn't stay dead. You rose from the grave, not with some power, but with all power. There's no weak link in Christ. He will be for you what he has been for others down the years. When we praise his name and we pray that you know him for yourself, not for no one else.
My Lord.
If not, pray that God will give you an opportunity to come into your heart and give your life back to the life giver. Take the man's hand or the woman's hand of God and ask them, teach me more about my Lord and Savior.
My God.
Teach me how to live this life. Because I realize he had given me this life. And I want to give my life back to him. So bless us now, Master.
Yes.
Anything I have forgotten, you have already filled the gap. Because you are God all by yourself. And it's a privilege just to talk about you.
Hallelujah.
It's an honor to call on the name of Jesus. It's a blessing that you allow men and women to talk about you. But that's the miracle.
Yeah.
That you have shared in our lives. That we are a miracle from God. And God uses miracles the way he desires to. So Holy Spirit, search our hearts. That you get the glory. Out of this day, bless this church, bless this man and woman of God, the way you have been blessing them already. We lift them up because you have lifted them up. And we thank them and praise them for their service. In Jesus' name, these words go forth. Amen.